pitcher condition?
I think you guys already talked to coach. I think we decided to wait till Friday to test it out. I've been feeling much better every day over the weekend. Obviously, having the long weekend helps out. And, you know, doing some more rehab and other things and then get ready for Friday to run and go from there.
The chance that you aggravate it, though?
You're aggravated talking to you right now. You're straining me up. But, you know, you got to take that chance. No, depending on how I feel, right now I'm feeling much better. Like I said, a lot of everything that we've done over the weekend, from the icing and the different techniques we've been using with the massage and certain things, have been working out. Swam yesterday, probably swim again today, and do some more strengthening and get ready for Friday. Oh, yeah. This is a different deal. Most of those have been like not necessarily muscle, but more joint or bone bruises or things like that. When you deal with a hamstring, you got to deal, kind of treat it a little differently. But the goal is to be playing on Sunday, so that's what we'll work to and try to get there as soon as possible. I want to play. Trust me. I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. It's just kind of a deal. You don't want to make it worse, so you have to make sure it's healed the right way. You want to be smart in that situation. So, like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. If we got to push it back till Saturday, I mean, we got to do whatever we got to do. But I'm confident that I'll be able to go the way things have been going and the things we've been doing. And if we continue on this the way we've been healing and the things we've been doing, I think we'll be all right.
You guys have been handling carries a few different ways anyway, so Todman's been getting a lot of looks. Everybody seems pretty confident what he can do if you're not able to do as much.
Oh, no. Todman's been doing a great job getting the game. He's been doing well in pass protection, running routes, catching the ball, all the things that I normally do. So I don't think we'll miss a beat. He's been doing a great job at it. And, you know, if he gets that opportunity, I hope he takes advantage of it. That's the name of the game, take advantage of opportunities. And as a team, we've been doing that. So he's going to be another piece that's going to help us continue on that getting better deal.
Sorry. This may sound silly, but 1,000 yards is in range. Are you past the point where that matters to you?
I
know you've been there, done that.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I think getting this organization on the right track is the best, you know, is the most important thing right now. We're heading that way. We just got to continue to keep working towards that, and I think we'll be all right.
Is this a little bit of uncharted territory for you because you've never
had the hamstring before? You're not really sure? Yeah. Well, I mean... It's kind of a culmination of a couple of things, a lot of little nicks and nags I've had throughout the year. So it's just one of those things. I think it was overused a little bit, but it's part of the game. Now it's just getting back healthy and getting it back right where I can go out there and play and not hurt the team, but do it the best I can to help it. So I think that's the main goal by Friday, is making sure I can go out there and do what I usually do and not necessarily go out there and be like dragging my leg around and things like that. So.
Just keep improving what we did last week and weeks prior to that. You know, obviously there's things to get better on in the game tape that we watched. We had a little break, but it's more about getting the enthusiasm and getting that edge back on our shoulders for this week and going into this game.
As far as playing the Bills, one thing they're really good at is rushing the quarterback, right? They lead the league, I think, in sacks. So do you have to change anything you do as you get ready for that?
Well, I mean, we're going to be aware of some of the guys up front, and we're going to do some chips and some other protections. But, you know, it's just stay on key, just like last week against the Texans. You know, be on rhythm with the routes, be on time with your throws and your reads, and, you know, try to get the ball out as quick as possible.
How deep is Jed's bag of tricks?
I don't know. I mean, we really – it's not that we're looking to run trick plays. Is if we see something that presents itself on the game tape, that we'll go out there and exploit it. And, you know, Jed's been doing a really good job these last weeks, run and pass, mixing it up, and we'll exploit whatever we see out there.
Get a little extra fired up, though, when plays like that happen? I mean,
yeah, especially when you've been practicing for a while. And, you know, it's been in our kind of – it's been since training camp that we had that pass. Whether Ace is really our number three guy throwing the ball, it was like Cecil, Justin Blackman, and Ace got the opportunity, and it's pretty cool how it worked out that way, though.
What's it like having a veteran center like Meester?
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, there's not one time where I don't know where he's going or he doesn't understand what I'm doing, and it's just a great guy to have a leader up front for those young guys in the offensive line and in that group. But he's a steady, solid guy. Practices hard every week, and on game day it shows that he plays very well.
All these years, he's still the toughest game.
Absolutely. I don't think there's a better guy out there. The way he takes care of his body, like I said, and prepares, he's one of the greatest to go down here.
Hey, although you're a free agent, do you believe momentum carries over from one year to the next?
No. I mean, it's a new season. It's really is. New players, new coaches. It's really just trying to build of what the philosophy is here, and that's getting better, improving every week, and improving, you know, individually to get the team better. So I think it starts week to week. You can have a good week and you have a bad week. It's just being consistent on that daily basis and performing at a consistent basis.
Their defensive coordinator, Rex Ryan, disciple. Do you see a lot of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, especially on third down, there's a lot of, you know, some of the walkarounds, different looks. This secondary is a pretty good group. I think they play well together. They have a veteran safety in Bird in the background who's very good, and they definitely switch up some looks. So you see a lot of the Rex Ryan in him.
Possibility of not having Maurice Jones-Drew is questionable for Sunday. Where's that confidence level with Jordan Todman being the number one back?
I mean, we'll see what Maurice does, but Jordan's done a really good job. I think he's done a great job, even, you know, his speed outside, but he's also crammed it up in there and got us yards in between the tackles. So we feel confident in Jordan, and, you know, Denard will get some opportunities as well. But whoever's healthy, we're just going to run and carry those guys on.